Lisa, I beg you, follow me to the place. Everybody don't tell me I decrease. My girlfriend don't leave me, my mother no greasy see me, my body. Yeah, Basira, you don't kill me. Officer, I beg you, follow me to the place. Everybody don't tell me I decrease. My girlfriend don't leave me, my mother no greasy see me, my body. Yeah, Basira, you don't kill me.
Oh yeah, people, make una stop. Officer, you don't come.
Where the woman?
In the inside.
Woman, I'm waiting you they give people chop. Where they cause all this wahala, kasala. Oh yeah, make we talk.
Oga sir, truth of God, nothing where they put, but the food where they cook. Now God they make them good.
Now which can talk be that? So now God they cook the food. I be you inside the food, not be juju you the food. In fact, I they suspect say now you wash food. So take people the queue, come they rush for your stew. Well, to confirm my, me and all my make a chop small. Give me fufu 19 naira plus that soup where they drop. Chai, correct. This food sweet, not be small. She una no go verse if I still order for more.
Officer, no worry, now the food be this.
Oh yeah, people, make una go. Case dismissed.
People, make una call me.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Hey. Trust y'all had an amazing day. I had a mind-blowing day, by the way. Okay, so I'm not sure if today is gonna be my last day with this spontaneous vibes for you guys, but basically, you know, I'm just here and I have an amazing surprise for you guys. Obviously, you know, like, you're always on my mind the whole day, and I'm thinking about how to bring up vibes, how to help you guys feel better after a very long day. So stick around, you know, let me not say too much, but you obviously know that it's your girl Hap Hill. Yeah, so just stick around, I'm gonna be with you guys right very soon. Is that right? Anyways, I'm gonna be with you guys very soon. Okay, so hang tight, girl, don't go anywhere. Hang tight, guys, don't go anywhere.
Finally,
you. Oh God.
Welcome, bro.
Oh, happy to be here.
My drum roll has been taken away. If not, I would have drummed your entrance. Hey guys, this is my personal person, Dami Briggs Adisa. Okay, so wait, before he introduces himself, right, let me just tell you guys. So he's that fat teacher, literally fat. Just picture fat and then a teacher, understand me. And then he has this amazing podcast called Volatile Times with Adisa Daniel, yeah? Y'all should really check it out. It's amazing and great content. Okay, Daniel, you have the floor. Hey, bro.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Elbow. Bring your elbow. Elbow gripping.
Oh, my God. Hello, everybody. My name is Adisa Daniel, a.k.a. your fat teacher. I have a podcast called Volatile Times, like Princess said, and Princess is my fam, like, confirm, fam.
I'm blushing, guys.
The funny thing is, Princess, we haven't known each other that long ago.
I know, right? Like, how many more?
Not that I think about it. Oh, my God. Hello?
I don't think it's 6 months yet. Don't mind network. It's breaking a bit.
Abby? Is Nigeria? I don't think it's six months yet. Let's see. Let's just say January, because we met crossover.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there was this break. So let's just say February, from February.
True, sir. And then you weren't coming to church as much, so we can still say like we've known ourselves for like about 5 Sundays thereabouts. So.
Exactly.
That counts. All right. So as I said, I had an amazing surprise for you guys, and this is my big surprise, right? So we're just gonna be having a one-on-one conversation. You know, we're like the youth at this point. We are the ones that are really doing, getting married at this point, getting into relationships,
exactly.
All of that. So we're just going to be talking about sex and relationship, basically. You know, I'm sure everybody has their own view. Everybody, even experts, right? Experts, they go for researches and then they come up with amazing conclusions, you know. And then in as much as those conclusions help us out, you know, and then can be very great guidelines, you always still have to find what works out best for you. Yeah. So yeah, Daniel.
Okay, yeah. So like Princess said, we are basically going to be talking about sex and relationships. And to help us break things down, to help us keep us in check, we have questions that we already wrote down. Sorry, we didn't ask you people. Like, we came up with this thing like on the fly. So, yeah, we have 6 questions. Yeah. So the first question is, how do you define a relationship?
I'm just gonna throw my turn to you. I'll pass the baton to you since you're the teacher. You want to take your test.
Well, how do you define a relationship? This is one of those things where I wish there was a textbook for this kind of thing.
Guys, all those textbooks are dumb.
Okay. Now that I think about it, I used to have it in my head. I have this confirmed definition for relationship. But now that I think about it, I'm feeling to come up with something.
It can happen. You're in the spotlight.
Okay. I think how you define a relationship isn't particularly rigid on the terms you use.
Mm.
I don't think there's a particular, like, you know, everybody that asks a relationship will be like, okay, when, you know, two people come together in agreement to be much more intimately involved in their lives, you understand, and plan their lives together. With both of them together in the view of things.
You know that one, you're already narrowing it down to a particular type of relationship, right? Basic definition, like
true,
random
true.
Definition of relationship. I think it was best as us noting that there are two constants. Two people are involved and there has to be an agreement. Yeah. There has to be intentionality, right? So yeah.
True.
Yeah. So without
so whether it's a...
you can go.
Yeah, so whether it's a friendship, whether it's a romantic relationship, business relationship, a relationship basically has 2 constants.
Yeah.
People and agreement between both of them. Although for us currently we are talking about romantic something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So okay, so that we don't, you know, like, have our head in a bunch on that question. Let's just move on to the next one. And this next one is kind of like hot. It's doing me somehow.
Ouch.
Stop it, Joe. Is sex an important factor in a relationship?
I'm just going to go out and say that sex is an intimate action that also involves the 2 constants of relationship, 2 people, an agreement
between
the 2 people.
Yes, now, definitely.
In a relationship, you said is sex important, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to say that as a Christian, let me bring that up first before I say what I'm going to say next. As a Christian, I'm going to answer this question from the objective of being a Christian. It's hard, human. I mean, like the flesh, it's really hard. I had something in the course of the day that as we grow up, the hormones or the body systems that are in charge of the sexual hormones also grow, and then it's our responsibility basically to put them in check and to put so that in Like, wow. By putting them in check, we're putting ourselves in check, right? So, as a Christian, obviously, we know that sex during marriage, sex before marriage is a no-no. So, for me, it's a no-no. Regardless of whatever past it is, as long as, you know, you have decided to follow Jesus in this point, sex is a no-no for you. And then, I feel like normally, too, sex should be a no-no regardless. I mean, once you bury yourself in that intimate action, you literally will be wrapped up, as in you'll be so caught up in it that you will forget to pay attention to every other thing around you. And then all those little signs, all those signals, all those red flags that you're supposed to be paying attention to, you will be caught up in it. You will be caught up in it.
You get blinded to the red flags.
Exactly. So, yeah. What's your take on it, though, Dave, Daniel?
I kind of agree with you as a fellow Christian, because for us Christians, we don't just read the word of God and study the etymology of the Kinikon, the Greek and Hebrew. We live the word of God. The word of God is our own standard. So when we say we are thinking of things objectively, what we are trying to say is we are thinking of things from the perspective of the word of God.
Exactly.
So, but okay, let me be very vague here and say, okay, in a relationship, whether you are Christian or not, if you are going to have sex with somebody, it has to be an agreement, first off. If you are going to say, no, I won't have sex in a relationship until I'm married, you have to be very, very defined about why you don't want to.
Yeah.
Because if you are not convinced of, like, for us Christians now, the reason why we don't have sex before marriage is simply because we are keeping our purity, our body as a temple for God. It's a form of worship. It's like fasting, but on a long thing. So that is it for us. So if you are not a Christian and you say you are abstaining, why? Because you are going to, Jesus, some fine people will walk into your life. And Lord God knows. Lord God knows.
And then I feel like it's when you actually decide to now stay away. That's when more people now decide to come your way.
My dear, as in you are on the money. You are on the money. Like I and my friend, we talked about this somewhat today because kind of went to visit him and then we ended up recording a pseudo episode. We don't know if we'll upload it. We kind of talked about being single and how it is when you say, okay, I want to be alone by myself, that you start seeing people come around. And in your head, you're like, where was all this temptation when I wanted to fornicate? Like, where were all the poom poom when I wanted to smash?
Go with air pause.
As in. Okay, so let's move on to the third question. It says, I did not see what I wrote though. Okay, yes. Okay, it says, should part of the motivation for being in a relationship with someone be sexual in nature? Basically, is sexual attraction important? Okay, let me rephrase that question. Should sexual attraction be a motivation in a relationship?
Yeah, you can give us your take on that, though.
Personally, I think yes. What it is this? If I say I'm with you, committed to you, and every...
Wow, Daniel, you're breaking.
There has to be a desire for you, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly now? Okay, let me continue. Let me start all over again. I said for me, it's a yes. Because if I'm going to be in a relationship with you, I'm basically saying I want to be with you, with all of you, right? That I desire you. So I can't just, you know, all these people that used to say, you know, what attracts me is not just the outside beauty, but the mind, the heart, the nature. As in, see, let's not lie.
Yes, it does.
Every relationship begins with a physical attraction. And there's no way you want to say you are into me, but you cannot see me in a sexual way. That rubs me off the wrong way. Doesn't mean we are going to be smashing and everything, but like, the sexual attraction is a representation of my desire, not just for you spiritually, yeah, but for you physically. You understand? Yeah. There's a reason why the Bible calls it eros love, romantic love. So if there's no sexual attraction there, we need to question, do you actually desire this person?
I don't think I have anything.
So that's my take on it.
Because I quite agree with your opinion on this. Because like you said, like you rightly pointed out, every relationship starts with a physical attraction first. So but what we're not saying that you have to now start visualizing the person without their dress. No, I just wanted to point that out.
No.
That's not what we're saying, right? But
it's important.
My wife would say, Pastor Laji Iren, woo! She would say that if you're going to enter into a relationship, you're obviously entering it for the long run, right? Like you're hoping it's going to end up in marriage. So obviously, we're not saying that when you're about to enter a relationship, like in the talking stage, so to speak, right? I'm putting that on that quoted marks, right? So we don't take that out of context. In the talking stage, we're not saying that you have to now be thinking of how sexually attractive you are going to be with somebody. No, that's not what we're saying. Okay? The sexual attraction or the sexual whatever should come up maybe when you're like approaching towards the end of your courtship into marriage. That's when you can now start discussing, okay, if I'm sexually attracted to this person or not.
Because exactly,
whether you like it or not, sex is very important in your marriage, right? So, yeah.
I agree. Okay, let me put it like this before I move to the next question. Sexual attraction builds. It builds. That first time you see that guy and you go, that's an attraction. And then you look at the guy from top to bottom, or you look at the girl from top to bottom, you're like, oh my God, nicely shaped, nicely
exactly.
Come. That is the beginning of his physical attraction that transcends into sexual attraction. You understand? And like Tess rightly said, when you are nearing the end of your courtship, you need to start talking about, you know, how things are going to be in the bedroom. Because if your husband is the one that will like somebody to put balls inside his yash, oh Lord. Basically, know how freaky you are, you understand? Oh, and if both of you are complete novices, talk to each other about it, you understand? Because people have this expectation that they don't communicate. So communication is key. Maybe we'll talk about that another day, but like, let's go to the next question. Okay, I love this question. It says, are single people more susceptible to sexual temptation than people in relationships?
Very deep. I don't know. I can't say. I'm going to say this. I'm just going to talk from the female perspective, right? And then you answer from the male perspective. Now, from the female perspective, I would say maybe not. I'm standing on the foundation of our menstrual cycle, right? And then the ovulation period and all those things that we have to go through. So during this period, right, there are always these heightened sexual hormones that always rush through our body. And then I feel like every single girl feels it. Like you start seeing some not so cute boys as cute because a lot of sexual hormones are running through your body, like all at once. So I would say that I think
biology
it's a 50-50 thing. Now it's a 50-50 thing, but then you know, for the ones in relationship, it's only when you are within close proximity, you understand. that you have heightened sexual temptation and attraction. But yeah, so it's standing with a 50-50, yeah, for the female, for the female perspective.
Okay. I'm not sure I can speak very much from the male perspective because it has been brought to my notice that sometimes I don't think like most guys. But okay. As in, I don't know, like sometimes some guys just start talking and I'm like, yeah, but isn't thinking that way somewhere? And they just look at me like, what's wrong with you? And I just shut up. Okay, but let me say this. Let me say this. Personally, I don't think there's a group that is more susceptible. I think I'll put you on 50-50 that both single people and those in relationships are easily susceptible to sexual temptation. Because for guys now, you know, you've probably heard the thing, or you, if you have a brother or an uncle or something, you've probably heard the thing that, that all it takes is a is for wind to blow or for clothes to rub. And the soldier is at attention and ready to go to war. You understand? So yeah, like, and here's the funny thing. Half of those times is not actually sexual in nature. It's just biology. It's not really something guys can control. The whole just popping it at any point in time. Like sometimes you look at watermelon before the next thing, it has popped. And you're wondering, the Lord God, what is happening? So it's kind of 50-50. I'll say a guy that is single will probably have more chances to be promiscuous than somebody in a relationship. But it doesn't necessarily mean the single one is much more susceptible to sexual temptation, because we do have guys in relationships that cheat. So I'll say, yeah, I'll put it on a 50-50 kind of scale. So to mean that anyone can be easily susceptible to sexual temptation, and it all depends on the person. Yeah. Okay, so we are down to two questions. Our fifth question for the night is, is sex itself a sin?
How would Adam and Eve have created? It is not. But doing it outside marriage is a sin. That's all. That's what I'm going
Hallelujah. Exactly. For those who, let me explain a little bit from the Christian perspective, obviously, why sex is not a sin, but outside marriage, it's a sin. Now, you know, there's something I tell people that if sex is a sin, God will not give the human body sexual reactions. God will not purposefully ingrain in you the thing that will make you sinful. So sexual attraction in and of itself is not a sinful thing. Neither is sex. But then why is sex now a sin outside of marriage? It's because of what marriage is viewed as. Marriage is viewed as a divine union in Christianity. Marriage is viewed as something that should portray the union of God and the believer, Christ and the church. So the act of every act of love that is given in the marriage, including sex, is an act of worship. So when you are doing that outside of the context of marriage, it's almost like idol worship. Thereabouts. So if you are having sex outside of the marriage, it's a sin. Why? Because it is not in the context of that divine union. It's like giving to God, it's like giving the praise that you're supposed to give to God to Mammon. Kind thereabout. Yeah. Okay, so the last question for tonight. Wow, we are 21 minutes in. Oh. The last question for tonight is, I think for anybody that has been listening so far, will know the answer to this question for us as Christians. Yes, should your religious beliefs play a major role in how you view sex?
No. Is it true?
Like, definitely.
Is it true? I think either Paul, Timothy, or Peter said that we should be doers of the word, not just hearers. Very important. you don't say that let us leave Jesus out of this, let us leave Christianity or your beliefs out of this. No.
See, that thing used to annoy me. I don't know whether it's only when people have conversations and then I start hearing things like, let's leave Jesus out of it, let's talk real life. I'm like, shoo, are you creepy? Like the Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are dead to sin but alive in Christ. I mean, if you have the Spirit of God, rather, you are dead to sin but alive in Christ. So which means my life is literally in Christ. Christ is my reality. So once I come out Jesus out of it, what else we mean?
we would
send us a voice message. You understand? Like, send us a voice message. DM us. If you want our WhatsApp, if you want my WhatsApp number, DM me on Twitter, Daniel Briggs. I will answer you. Like, I want to know what is left as a Christian when you remove Jesus out of the conversation.
I understand now. My guy,
Princess, that's not what I'm doing now. But I cannot tell them to be stopping you.
I'm always for you, yeah.
Oh my God. But I think yeah. Okay, let me ask a sort of mini question to this last one before we round up. Obviously, religious our belief, you know, keys into how we view sex, how we view the nature of sex and all that. But what about the acts of sex, like position you like, the kind of foreplay you like, you understand, all those kind of things? Like, is there a point where religion, our beliefs, like, play into our preferences on the bed?
The posture that you would use for first, it was fragrant, then it turned to fire. So that's what I'm going to say, right? Okay, guys. I'm sorry, I was playing. Obviously not. I mean, there has to be. We cannot now say that. I actually used to think of that. Do we have to pray in tongues first so that the Holy Spirit will guide us on what position to use? You know, like. But wisdom.
Jesus.
What to direct? Therefore. You direct yourself to attitude position. Try out the ones that you can try out and know the ones that work for you. Finish. So let us not turn Jesus Christ to what is not clear. Everything is word.
So it's basically like this. We should look at it like this. Whatever sexual position we take, whatever kink we develop in the bedroom, as long as it doesn't make us feel dirty, defiled, and impure, it's fine.
What do you mean by positions that make you feel dirty?
Treat it like
something or pure. I don't understand. So that means that when I'm going to the toilet, you know, I saw a picture of different positions of people that go to the toilet.
Like,
no, I understand what you're saying. I just want to point.
No, wait. Oh yeah, calm down. Wait. Like, okay. Special positions like Kama Sutra kind of things. For those of you that don't know Kama Sutra, right, so Google like, it. This is not the I'm place where you come and know
Daniel,
what it
thank
is.
Thank you so much. We're leaving you guys with an amazing assignment. Please find what Kama Sutra. So this is like my longest podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
This is like my longest podcast. I think it's going to be the longest in all the,
what do you
the
say?
Entire lifespan of my podcast, basically. But I really want to appreciate you, Daniel. Thank you for taking out your time, against all odds of network. Oh my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
The devil was working.
Obviously, we're going to do more of this in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, guys, I just listened to the conversations we had today with my friend Adisa Daniel. Don't forget, check him out on podcast. via Anchor, Volatile Times with Adisa Daniel. I just realized that my voice was really low. Like, his voice really overshadowed my voice, guys. Like, seriously. Anyways, we really had, I had fun. We both had fun. And I hope our little experience that we've had, that we're able to share with you, and some few nuggets or advice or whatever you might want to tag that as, you know, you find it helpful in your decisions between sex and relationship. Okay, guys, well, as usual, I'm going to be leaving you all with an amazing playlist of songs, yes, which you obviously had, but then my outro is always superb, guys. You already know that, so we're gonna do that same way. Okay, so I will not be giving a rundown of my playlist because apparently there's something happening right now with Anchor, but then I'm sure there are songs that you guys already know, so you know, enjoy. And I really really love you guys. I haven't said that enough today. I love you guys so much, and you guys are like super amazing. All right, guys, good night.